This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call to order the Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. Got the internet turned on. Welcome those folks out there in South Dakota live streaming. I'd ask folks if they would please turn off their cell phones. If your cell phone goes off, I have no authority to fine you or make you do anything. I'll give you a dirty look. The second time, I'll ask you to leave the committee hearing. Secretary, if you would go ahead and call the roll, ma'am. Thank
you, sir. Senator Smith?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Foster?
Here.
Partridge? Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we have no minutes to approve, so we'll move on to, if there's anybody here to testify, please make sure you sign in. And if you have any handouts, please have them distributed by our pages who are coming forthwith. We do have a handout that I've asked to be handed out to the members of the committee regarding Mr. Whitlock's biographical information in regards to his service to the state and our country. I'd ask if our secretary can make sure that if we can get that put into the record, will that be able to be seen? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay. We don't have any pages here. We'll introduce someone that once they get here. Anybody have any personal privileges or wish to introduce anybody in the audience? You know, how many interns we have here? Three? Why don't you folks come up and introduce yourselves? We've got a little bit of time. Introduce yourselves, and if you have any military service, please highlight that in your statement.
Josiah Everson, I'm a Senate Republican intern. I'm from Black Hills State. I am a veteran. I've served 6 years in the Air National Guard. I've only been deployed once, so I'm privileged to serve with you folks and for you folks. I don't really have any plans after school. I'm maybe going to go pursue a graduate degree in strategic leadership and emergency management. Other than that, I'll turn it over to the next intern.
My name's Allie Bradner. I'm from T, South Dakota. I am a senior at South Dakota State University, and I am a Senate Republican intern.
Okay, thank you.
My name's Peyton Sexton. I'm a junior at South Dakota State University, studying political science and history, and just Senate Republican intern.
Okay, thank you. Can we have our page? Can you introduce yourself? I'd ask you to say who you are, what your college plans are, who your parents are, and please tell us who one of the most instrumental teachers were that's been in your education.
My name is Brynn Allwine. I'm from Sioux Falls, Roosevelt. My parents are Ryan and Shelby Allwine. I plan to go to West Point next year to study physics, and my most instrumental teachers have probably been Mr. Fitz, my AP U.S. History teacher, and Mr. Burt, my AP Physics 1 teacher.
Okay, thank you. And at this time, I would like to any one of our members of our committee, if they have military experience, I'd like to give them the opportunity to express that. I know Senator Stalzer is a veteran. Sir, please give us a little bit of bio of your military history.
I was an Air Force veteran in Vietnam era. Was an electronic warfare technician, ended my service as a staff sergeant, E5.
Thank you for your service, sir. Is there anybody else in the committee that has any? Okay. I would like it to be our standing position for this committee that if we have any veterans in our committee at any time, we invite them up to say a couple words and so we can express our appreciation. Without any further ado, we are going to move on to the advice and consent of Greg Whitlock from Cottington County, Watertown, South Dakota, the position of Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. I'd like to invite any proponents to come forward. We've already pre-handed out the biographical sheet on Mr. Whitlock for the committee members, and we'll have that entered into the record. Sir, welcome.
Thank you, Senator Nelson, members of the committee. My name is Jason Simmons. I'm a policy advisor in Governor Noem's office, and one of the subject areas I cover is military and veterans affairs, so I look forward to working with this committee throughout this legislative session and the rest of Governor Noem's term. This morning, or this afternoon now, I'm here to ask for your favorable consideration of Mr. Greg Whitlock as Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. When Governor Noem announced her selection of Mr. Whitlock, she said, "The South Dakota Department of Veterans Affairs should operate as a rally point, providing resources, support, and guidance to the state's 72,000 veterans." She continued, "Mr. Whitlock is a proven champion for veterans and brings with him real-life perspective of issues South Dakota veterans face every day. Greg has lived a life of service and patriotism. He leads by example, and he shares my vision for the future of South Dakota veterans care. I am grateful to have him on my team, and I look forward to the ways we will work together to prioritize South Dakota's bravest men and women." Mr. Chair, members of the committee, again, the governor respectfully asks for your favorable consideration in approving him as Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Whitlock to give a little bit about himself and answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, as Jason said, I'm Greg Whitlock, and I'm not going to wing it. I'm going to read it here because I sometimes get a little out of place, so I'm not going to get out of place on this one. I'm honored to be here with the Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Committee today. For me, this is a calling that offers me the opportunity to give back to those who served with and for me in uniform. I was appointed Secretary of South Dakota Department of Veterans Affairs by Governor Noem in January 2019. Prior to this appointment, I served as a military and veteran service representative for Congresswoman Noem from 2015 to 2018, assisting veterans and family members in receiving benefits, resolving issues, and liaison with federal agencies. Graduated from Selby High School, no longer the Selby Lions, because they, got together with a couple of other high schools up there like Harriet and Pollock, and don't know the mascot now, but it's no longer the Selby Lions anymore. Received an associate degree for South Dakota State University and Colorado Tech University in business management. I enlisted in the South Dakota National Guard in 1975, joining the 153rd Engineers in Huron. Began my full-time career with 2nd Battalion, 147th Field Artillery in 1985, and was promoted to Master Sergeant with the 196th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade in Sioux Falls. I retired from military service in 2015, and for 39 years I was privileged to serve as a soldier and blessed with the opportunity to both serve and serve with the finest and most selfless people I know. During my career in the South Dakota National Guard, I deployed twice for Operation Iraqi Freedom, first to Iraq, later to Kuwait, where I served as the senior personnel sergeant for the battalion. During my military career, I received numerous awards, and I'm not going to read all those out. Moving forward, my first partner in this new endeavor is Governor Noem and her team. We will be working closely with this team to implement Operation Rally Point. Operation Rally Point includes six components: customer service, employment opportunities for veterans, veteran transportation, digital literacy, growing Hot Springs as a veterans town, and the State Veterans Cemetery. I will also be partnering with veterans, service organizations, the South Dakota Veterans Council, the South Dakota Veterans Commission, the County and Tribal Veterans Service Officers, colleagues in national, state, and local governments, legislators, South Dakota's congressional delegation, and last but not least, our veterans and their families. We must cultivate those relationships that generate initiatives which will improve employment, housing, education, healthcare opportunities for veterans, and then take on the issues of homelessness, mental illness. Let's advocate for those who have earned our best efforts. Our mission is advocacy. We need to think in those terms when we consider our clients rather than in terms of policy, processes, or procedures. We need to be more responsive to the present and pressing needs of our veterans while also considering needs of veterans 40 years from now. The connectivity between traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, mental health, homelessness, substance abuse, and suicides require quick and effective solutions for all affected veterans. There are few things more important in our returning soldiers and our veterans than continuity from active duty to civilian life, and our team stands ready to ensure they have a successful transition. Before I wrap this up on a personal note, I have had great opportunities to serve as the Boys and Girls Club Board of Directors in Watertown. I'm a member of the American Legion in Watertown and also the Sea of Goodwill. My wife, Michelle, and I have four children, Ryan, Will, Hannah, and Jake, and one grandson, Caden. Thank you for inviting me to share this time with you today. Stand by for any questions.
Thank you, sir. I will open it up for further proponents. Do we have any other proponents? Seeing none, I will open it up for opponents. Seeing none, we'll go to the committee question and answer period, and we'll open the floor for questions for the nominee.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, Mr. Partridge. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Whitlock, welcome. Glad to have you here, as we've seen you in appropriations and appreciate what you're doing. Wondering if you could just go through that Operation Rally point again for me. I think you said you had six things. Are those kind of the goals and objectives that you want to accomplish? And would you want to give me just a little more color commentary on them, and then let me know if there are other items that you want to do as well?
Well, I guess the first one is the prioritize customer service, and basically that is my objective is to better train not only our department but the county veteran service officers in our state. And that's getting, you know, training from our people out to visit and talk to those county veteran service officers more often than what we're doing. Also, more training for our individuals, because there's certain training that is put on by the American Legion of VFW to be a certified veteran service officer. We have to be more proactive on getting Department of Veterans Affairs people to that training so they can better train the county veteran service officers. And that being said, I know there's some veteran service officers, county veteran service officers, that are only working maybe part-time, you know, work a day at the courthouse or a couple of days. Well, it's going to be on my agenda to go out and visit those counties and those county commissioners to just kind of reach out to them, and if it helps to maybe even have a full-time veteran service officer where maybe, and I think we've done this in the past, where two or three counties combine. So then it's more of a, you know, more of a full-time veteran service officer, but those counties have to kind of, you know, take the bull by the horns a little bit too and say, we're willing to pay that person full-time, give them a cell phone. So then it's not somebody calling that county that guy puts one or two days a week in, and they're not getting an answer, or they can't leave a message. So just to better serve all the veterans, even in those smaller populated counties, and then also give that county veteran service officer the knowledge he needs to take care of those veterans when he has to do those disability packets or pension packet, or, you know, so then they know how. Plus our team's there also to, you know, answer any questions, but just gives them a little more knowledge to better serve those veterans in their counties. And if it has to be combining some of those counties with one veteran service officer because of the population, the veteran population, and that's what our agenda is going to be. So that's part of the customer service issue, and the knowledge basically to, you know, instruct my team and the county veteran service officers. And then the other one is basically to support, you know, public and private collaboration with transportation shortfalls. Right now, you know, the DAV is kind of the only, you know, out there that basically supports the veteran service officers do also, and they have volunteers, but lots of times those volunteers aren't available. And so there's a transportation shortfall where we have to maybe reach out to those communities to help out, not just count on that DAV and county veteran service officers, whether it's to get more volunteers to help out or just, you know, to have that city or
county be more aware of the needs of that veteran, that he has to get to that appointment at Sioux Falls or that appointment at the CBOC, the clinic. Just some of those needs that, you know, some of those areas, they don't know that it's out there. And that's our job to inform them that their need is out there. And then expanding the digital literacy of veterans. You want me to still keep going? Okay. Basically, there's a generation gap. As we all get older, we don't want to deal with computers or deal with that. Well, we have to help those veterans, want to learn. Some of them don't, but then that's why we're there to help. You know, we provide that, because there's a lot of things that have to be done on a computer, and there, it isn't hard copy anymore. So we have to also help them be that, become more literate in those operations when it comes to computers, filling out forms, getting online, and just having, more classroom time with those veterans, which the County Veteran Service Officer would be able to help. And they do a good job now. I mean, they help those veterans kind of work through some of those things right on the computer in their office, but I think there's still some improvement that needs to happen. And then the Veterans Cemetery, the South Dakota State Veterans Cemetery, I want to thank everybody for voting, getting that done last year, because I think that's going to resolve a lot of problems of, the family members not wanting to make that trip way out West River when it's 360 miles, when it's Memorial Day and they have to go, visit, or Veterans Day, if there's, a place that's a little bit closer, and not just Eastern South Dakota, it's for veterans that are close to Minnesota, that radius of Iowa and Nebraska, some of those are going to be eligible to be buried there too. So it's just a great deal for veterans and families. And I want to thank you again for getting that taken care of last year.
Thank you, sir. Any more questions from the committee? Seeing none, sir, I do have a couple questions. In the past, we've seen with this position, I've been lobbied before against bills for veterans. I guess in my view, your position goes right along with what the Marine Corps used to require of its leaders, and that's mission accomplishment, troop welfare. And in this case, yours is duly that. Your mission is troop welfare. With that being in mind, do you see that your employer, that the person that you need to take care of first and foremost, is that the veterans that are under your care, or is it the governor who is appointing you?
Well, and it's in my, it's my opinion, and this is how I see it, is in this position, you have to work with the legislators. You have to work with the governor's office. You have to work with other state agencies. But, this position is, you work for the veterans and families in this state, too. And so the main objective for the Department of Veterans Affairs is working for veterans and family members and providing that customer service that they ensure that they get their needs and eligibility for any benefits that they're due. That's why we're here. And our office wouldn't exist if we didn't have those 72,000 veterans to take care of in our state. There would be no Department of Veterans Affairs. And I think the previous governor saw that he needed to separate the military and veterans, because there are a lot of veterans in our state. And so I think it's a huge responsibility, our department and myself, to make sure that we take care of our veterans and families and make sure they get all the things that are due to them for their service.
Okay, thank you, sir. I do want to ask of you, before we move on, one thing I would like to see proactive from you as once you're confirmed, if you're confirmed, is I would like to see an effort to really push a statute. We have a statute in regards to veterans' employment preference in the state of South Dakota. I've been in the legislature for 7 years. It's been bandied about, but we've never really received any type of feedback on how that's being pushed or marketed for veterans. I'd ask you to take that as for action. The other thing is, I have had some state employees complain that some of our state agencies are not as embracive of the USERRA requirements in regards to our military members' employment in the state of South Dakota. And I'd ask for your office, once you're confirmed, to take that for task and try and get some of our state agencies a little bit more educated on their requirements beneath the law to take care of our military veterans and our National Guard members. That being said, that'll close the questioning. Thank you, sir, for commenting. At this time, is there any discussion or debate amongst the members? Or motions?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Stalzer.
I move to pass. Or do advise and consent, sorry.
Second.
We have the motion for advise and consent by Senator Stalzer, second by Senator Partridge. Do we have any discussion or debate?
No, I believe Mr. Whitlock will do a great job as our new Veterans Affairs Secretary, and I would urge us all to confirm him.
Anybody else? The Chair would like to take the liberty at this time. I think it's important for South Dakotans to know that Mr. Whitlock had an illustrious military career with the South Dakota National Guard. Some of his personal and unit commendations include Iraq Campaign Medal with 2 stars, United States Coast Guard Meritorious Team Commendation Ribbon, Meritorious Service Medal 2nd Award, Army Commendation Medal 4th Award, Army Achievement Medal 4th Award, Meritorious Unit Commendation, Army Good Conduct Medal 7th Award, Army Reserve Component Achievement Medal 3rd Award, National Defense Service Medal 2nd Award, Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal and Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, Overseas Service Ribbon, Armed Forces Reserve Medal with M device and 30-year device, Army Guard NCO of the Year. Sir, so sir, I want to, on behalf of South Dakota and our nation, I want to thank you for your service. Mr. Whitlock retired, I believe, as a Master Sergeant. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. During your career, you served also twice in Operation Iraqi Freedom. You deployed to Iraq and later to Kuwait, where you served as Senior Personnel Sergeant. So thank you, sir, for your service, and we definitely thank you for offering yourself up to serve once again in South Dakota. So we have a motion before us for advice and consent. I would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
5 yeas, no nays.
That motion passes. I'd ask it be assigned to the chairman. I'll discuss that on the floor and advocate for Mr. Whitlock with the body. Okay. We have House Bill 1007 before us. At this time, I'd open it up and call for proponents to testify. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome back.
Thank you, Chairman. You want me to just read what I got?
Yeah, go ahead and reintroduce yourself, sir, and go ahead.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Greg Whitlock. I'm the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. My department drafted this legislation in response to the passage of Public Law 115-251, Section 301. During the 2015 legislative session, Senate Bill 33 made changes to South Dakota codified law that extended resident tuition without meeting 12-month residency requirements to veterans, their spouses, and their children. This was initiated through the response to federal statutory changes that mandated resident tuition rates for all Chapter 30 and 33 federal educational benefits for veterans and their dependents. In September 2018, public law was signed by the President and became law. The public law updated the statutory language that previously only required resident tuition to Chapter 30 and 33 educational benefits. Now, resident tuition must also include recipients of Chapter 31 VA educational benefits. We seek that this statutory change to ensure that our eligible veterans and their dependents don't experience any interruption of their earned federal educational benefits.
That's all I have, barring any questions.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1007? Is there any opponents of House Bill 1007? Seeing none, I will waive rebuttal since it doesn't appear to be any, and I will open it up for questions from the committee. Seeing no questions from the committee, I will open it up for discussion, debate, or motions.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, Senator Partridge.
I would move due pass of House Bill 1007.
Second.
We have a motion of due pass of House Bill 1007 by Senator Partridge, a second by Senator Stalzer. Any discussion or debate?
Mr. Chair, the reason I made the motion, I mean, it is very agreeable. It certainly was in the House related to this topic, making it easier for veterans and easier for folks to get the residency. So I would encourage your favorable consideration of this bill.
Any other comments? Seeing none, I will ask the Secretary to call the vote.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Five yeas, no nays.
Receiving a unanimous vote, House Bill number 1007 is...
Move consent.
We have a motion for consent. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Okay. House Bill number 1007 passes the committee and it'll go on the consent calendar. Is there any other business for the committee? Seeing some, none, I will humor a motion. Yes, sir.
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn from Senator Smith, a second by Senator Partridge. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. We are adjourned.